What we saw this morning was the beginning of a process in which we see that when you bring the basic binary of human life together, that in bringing that binary together, what we have is that we have two objectives. One is to make more, and the other is to find out more. And the moment that we have those four ingredients, we have the plan, that is, that we have the pattern, and we have seen that that pattern is assisted by our connection to the world around us, that is, by taking in the food around us, by taking in the environment around us, that living in the world, that the world itself, in that sense, is a drug of our mutation. When we get to the six, we get to trouble. I mean, we just simply arrive at the point of real trouble. After all, everything that we are going to deal with, that we will call the solar plex emotional system, it all begins and it's all rooted in the sixth gate. The sixth gate has enormous potential. In the same way that the 50th gate carries within it all of the root and potential of what we call awareness, that all of the emotional potential, not simply the motor potential of the solar plex system, but the ultimate awareness potential of the solar plex system, is all rooted in the sixth gate. One of the things about entering into the pattern is that the very first thing that one has to deal with in the pattern is one is going to have to deal with the emotional environment, and the emotional environment is there from the beginning. It makes everything sexier. Knowledge, sex, love, games, boredom. I mean, there's nothing like an emotional system to be able to turn a dull day into a glorious day. There's also nothing like an emotional system to turn a glorious day into a horrible day. However, let's be positive in this moment. One of the things about the solar plex system is the impact on the solar plex system from the very beginning on human life means something very, very important. And we will only really see historically the crisis when we get to the polarity of the six, we get to the 36, we get to its opposition. We'll see what all of that ultimately leads to. But it's very important to understand something. No matter how much we try to understand, if you're emotional, you can refuse to accept the truth. See, if it was just fucking learn, it would have been really easy. And it wasn't. Because they dumped in the emotional system and said, here is something you're really going to have to deal with. It's going to obscure everything. Everything. After all, this is our job. Our job is to be able to have survived, all of you have survived, the emotional system of the world long enough to transform it so it stops being such a pain. So from the very beginning, the moment that you have the sixth gate, what you have is the opening of intimacy into the emotional motor. How nice. It's like, come on in here and have some turmoil. Because that's basically what it was. Now, one of the things to understand about the presence of emotions from the very beginning is that everything that we were going to do for the rest of our history, including up till now, we have done without awareness. We bond without awareness. You know, if human beings could really see the way they were intended to be matched, they'd be deeply surprised. You know, the emotional system has changed the way in which we can look at things because it does create this kind of fuzzy Neptunian quality in which there is no real clarity. And after all, it wasn't until 1987 and the advent of this knowledge and the receiving of this knowledge that anybody ever understood how the solar plex system actually operated. You know, this is the first generation of human beings that actually have a chance as emotional beings to do something about the emotional system, to finally get to a point of clarity with the emotional system, to finally get to a point of clarity. And this is the cruelty of evolution. The cruelty of evolution is you get to the point where you think you're supposed to get to, and when you get there, nobody thanks you. there's suddenly a leap and you got to start all over again. You know, by the time humanity figures out what the emotional system is as a totality, we're not going to be concerned about it anymore because the motor impact is going to disappear. And we'll have to deal with something else. But for all of this round up until now, from the very beginning, we have had to deal with the emotional system and the lack of clarity in the world. I never forget, for even a moment, what it is to have this privilege to be able to spend time talking about such nice, exalted little things while the vast majority of the planet is living in hell. If you compress planet Earth down to 100 people, 70 of them can't read. I mean, think about that, please. Only one of them would have a computer. You see, it takes a long time to make things happen. It takes a long time. Human beings are not patient. It takes a long time. We do not live in a world that's clear. We live in a world of the not self. We live in a world of emotional lack of clarity. We live in a world of vast, unnecessary violence and degradation. We live in a world in which half of the human beings who are alive today do not have what they need to eat. And here we are, comfy, in our intellectual exercise, looking at the wonders of evolution. Isn't that sweet? Eh? See, somebody who has a defined emotional system, who spends 7 years in this knowledge and is transformed into somebody who truly lives correctly according to the nature of what they are. Oh yes, that's wonderful. But that doesn't measure against the totality of ignorance and lack of clarity in the world. It doesn't measure at all. And it's not about how anybody can make it different. It has its own timing. It's not like we should all mourn that and say, oh, isn't that too bad? You know, there's all those people that are hungry. That's not the way it is. You know, it's not about we've done anything wrong. It's not about anything being incorrect. It's not about man, humankind, being a bad animal. I mean, just because we're at the top of the food chain doesn't mean we're bad. So one of the things to understand about the very beginning of our process is the process begins with, yes, go out and do all these things, but we're going to make sure you're confused all the way. So you get to see and feel everything. Because more than anything else, the presence of the solar plex is there for one thing and truly one thing only. To feel. To feel. To feel what it is to be in form and to reflect on that feeling. That's what it's there for. And it never stands still. It's the miracle of life. It never stands still. And the feeling never stands still. Until you understand that, you can never find a point of clarity. As you'll see, as we move along the program, the time will come. Everybody will have to click in as things click in. And those who don't click in get wiped out, because that's the way nature works. It just eliminates. It eliminates what isn't functional. It eliminates what cannot survive. It just eliminates it. All of us in our personal little lives, all of humanity with its little vanities, thinking that it's in charge of everything, walking around carrying the world on their shoulders. When you look out there in the world, please, have empathy with a world that's ignorant and recognize that it's not their fault. They were designed to be ignorant until they stopped being ignorant.